The second round of the NFL playoffs are this weekend, and on Monday, the Oregon Ducks and the Ohio State Buckeyes will face off in college football's national championship. It's a big time of year for the sport and for the constant drumbeat of bad news about it, including off-field controversies surrounding such players as Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson, and mounting concern over injuries in the game. Our next guest says all the negative press isn't turning fans sour on football. In fact, the sport may be getting even more popular. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. Also, he's a football fan. He joins us from Argo Studios in New York. Hello, Derek.
Hello, good to be here.
So you're right that football may be getting both more shameful and more popular at the same time. How can that
be? That's exactly right. It's funny, the start of the college football playoffs on ESPN drew the largest audience in the history of cable TV. That's not broadcast TV, not including NBC, ABC, or CBS, but it did get 28.2 million viewers for the first semifinal game, 28.3 million viewers for the second game. Those are the two largest audiences in cable history. And then you look at professional football at the NFL, you compare it to scripted dramas on television over the last decade and a half. In 2001, primetime shows and primetime football both averaged about 12 million households watching every week. 13 years later, primetime shows are down to 10 million. NFL is up to 15 million. So you see that even as football has had a bad run in the press in the last 2 years, it's still extremely popular among fans.
Okay, so it's nice not to know the ending, or nice to not see something that's as tightly scripted maybe as a sitcom with forced laughter. On the other hand, this is all after that video surfaced of the former Baltimore Ravens running back Ray Rice when he knocked out his fiance in an Atlantic City elevator. So what is going on here? Are fans either unaware of the scandals or unfazed by them?
It's a really interesting question. I think that there are a lot of fans, millions of people, who compartmentalize when they consume entertainment. We did this with Bill Cosby for a long time when there were allegations out there about sexual scandals, but we still considered him an icon. It happens with musicians all the time. It happens with Woody Allen. Entertainment, to a certain extent, is a way for us to turn our brains off, and so sometimes we don't necessarily think about the news that we hear about famous people or famous sports when we're consuming them. So I think that one of the leading theories out there simply has to be that even though there's sort of a low-level awareness that football is terrible for people's brains and bodies, that there are scandals galore among some of the most famous athletes, you have people essentially shoving that into the attics of their brains when it becomes Saturday and Sunday, and they enjoy football as mindless entertainment.
You yourself are a fan, not of mindless entertainment, but yes, of football, Derek. And you write that you can't bring yourself to stop tuning in on Sundays to the games, even as you keep reading and reporting the news, in fact. Football is holding on to viewers like you. Do you think there's any kind of invisible or long-term damage to the game that you're conveniently putting aside right now?
I think there absolutely could be. You know, one of the theories that I had in the piece is what I called the invisible queasiness theory. And that's the idea that I still watch football as much as I have before, but whereas I couldn't name the NFL commissioner before and used to root for the hearty clack of a loud tackle, I now think that the commissioner is a detriment to the league and wince every single time I see a big hit. So my attitude toward the game has changed. And that attitude doesn't have a specific numerical metric, like a Nielsen rating. There's no Nielsen rating for median audience level of moral anxiety, but I feel that. And so I think that what's happening is that people are still watching, but a lot of them are feeling more anxious about the game.
Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Nice to have you on the program.
Thank you.